His name is Hawk?
Yeah, yeah. Hawk, the Hawk.
Hi, Dante, this is, it's actually Sahawk. It's actually Sahawk, but a lot of people just call me Hawk. Either one's fine, though.
Cool name, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. I like your name, too, though, Dante. It's a strong name.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. I like it, man.
I
heard the end of the call there. You didn't want no beating around the bush, right?
I've been in the business for a long time. You
right.
know, let's see what you guys can do for me. But
okay.
don't take me to the park a couple times and that stuff, because I'll just hang up.
Right. No, I got you. Okay, so what I can do for you is $249. Okay, that covers everything that we offer. So it's not just the first page listing on Google. It's over 60 different directory listings, sponsored Facebook ads. We can see about site as well. And then also you're going to be on voice activated searches like the Alexa. I mean, we put you everywhere.
What about the website?
Yeah. Let's see. Typically that'd be an extra charge, but I think I could get it thrown in there. It would still just be $299. So only $50 more. Typically it'd be quite a bit more, but like $300-$400 more, but I can, with the credit, I should be able to just bring that down to 50 and then boom, $299, you're all in.
So $300, what exactly am I buying?
Okay, so for $300, this is what we're looking at here. So I'm going to send you over a text with a link to our site so you can like see this as I'm going over it and see a little bit about us too. So you have your first page listing on Google. Of course, that's where 90% of the calls will come from, but also you're going to be on over 60 different directories, okay? So like Yahoo, Yelp, Better Business Bureau, Yellow Pages, White Pages, about 67 different directories, okay? So I won't list them all, but we put you everywhere. Then we'll also include the site. That's a state-of-the-art site, Google template, that we can do scheduling through there, billing, and this will be your own standalone URL, okay? So it won't be connected to our site like with a home advisor listing. This is your own site. Then you're also going to be on like voice-activated searches like the Alexa, so if they're searching from Android, tablets, you know, everywhere.
Changing my name to near me. How about that?
Yeah, right. There you go. Then you'll be found even more.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, what we do is we actually use keywords and areas. So even if they just search any service you provide or keyword, they don't even have to put near me. As long as they use that word or service, you're still going to pop up. So you wouldn't even have to change the name. That's funny though.
So look, man, I'm a old guy trying to keep up with the new technology here. So you guys gotta help me out. I need a website. I need that. I need this. You're telling me, you know, 300 something, whatever. I can do that.
Right, $299. So
what's the frequency of that cost?
Frequency of. So that's month to month, and there's no contract.
Huh?
Month to month, okay, that's month to month, but then there's no contract, so you can cancel it anytime. Obviously, that's not what we want, but just for peace of mind. It's month to month, so we can keep you up on the first page, keep jobs coming in, keep your directories up, your website running, all that is included in that $299 for us month to month. We're a performance-based company, so we want to make sure we keep you up there on the first page, keep jobs coming in, and keep everything else running for you.
Yeah, I do like what you're saying, so we can give it a try.
So, yeah. Okay, let's make it happen. So, first thing, we're going to verify your address through Google. Is the 625 Locust the one you'd like verified? We don't have to list it online, obviously, if it's not a brick-and-mortar or like an office.
It's actually my home for now, but I do have my shop and everything here, so.
Oh, okay. Great. So that would be the one we'll verify then. Okay, great. And that's Roselle, New Jersey, 07203, right?
What was that?
It's Roselle, New Jersey, 07203?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then also, now, once we get finished up here, I'm going to send you over an email. Has everything included in there for your records, too? What's a good email for you?
It's my name with an L in the middle at gmail.com. So that's DanteLBetances@gmail.com.
Can you spell your last name for me?
B as in boy, ETANCES at gmail.com.
Betances@gmail.
Yeah,
what nationality is the Yeah, we can change that at any point. What nationality is that name? It's an interesting last name.
It's a mix. Sicilian. I'm from Spain. My parents are from Dominican Republic, and I was
born
here. Oh man, you tell me.
Yeah, right. Well, that's funny because I was actually born in Spain, and I'm Sicilian Armenian on my dad's side, and then Swedish Norwegian on my mom's side. So kind of the same thing. I'm all over the place.
Yeah, same seasoning.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Same seasoning. I like that. That's funny. And then, so your last name, I got that. And then for your Google business profile, how would you like that to appear for your hours? That would be like a 9 to 5 or?
I mean, I'm not, what I do doesn't really merit like emergencies or after hours unless a job.
Right, like it wouldn't happen. Right.
I'm working at night, but it's not like somebody's going to call me in the middle of the night for something. So,
right.
I mean, I'm doing home improvements, you know. I do bathrooms, kitchens, basements, decks, fences, you know, custom woodworking. I have my own woodworking shop.
Oh, nice.
We tile work, you know, things like that. So.
Okay. So 9 to 5 would be okay, or we want to do like an 8 to 6 or. Just for, because that's when people will be calling, you know.
9 to 5, I think, is, or 9
yeah,
to 7.
Yeah, that's a typical. 9, okay, 7, okay. Because that'll be the end of you getting calls. It'll be 7 o'clock. So it's not too late, you know what I mean?
No, I'm cool until 7.
Okay, perfect. And then for contact with your clients, do you want a phone, text, and email for them to be able to contact you?
Yeah, I got to figure out how to receive all the calls without me having to actually pick up the phone.
That'd be nice, for sure. You can have, like, an answering service or something, maybe.
There's something you guys offer?
I can definitely look into that. We can get you a Google number, and then that as an automated service for, like, voicemail and stuff like that. I can see if they can add that for you.
I got 4 guys, but, you know, this is like a self-performed thing, so I'm sometimes in a basement doing something, and I don't have a signal. I don't want to lose a call, you know?
Right. No, you wouldn't want to lose it. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so I'll make a note about that, that you would like an answering service, that maybe they'll get you the Google number, because we don't necessarily have to use your number. We can add the Google number, and then it's a type of automated service, too. So I think I can do that. Yeah, for sure. Now, for the areas that you want to cover, you can have up to 15 different areas, or sorry, 12 different areas or 4 different counties. You can even narrow it down to zip codes, whatever's going to work best for you.
I think on a 20-mile radius.
So 20-mile radius from that address.
Can I do that?
Yeah, for sure. No problem at all. And then, let's see here. So I'm also including the call tracking. We even have an app called Splash Call. This is going to be so you can see all this real time on your phone. Everything on the digital end is handled by our account management team, but you definitely get to make, you know, suggestions and inclusions, especially on the website. We're going to use your content, you know, your testimonies, your reviews, everything. So you'll be a big part of the creating process too.
Okay.
Okay. Now, as for, so you are including the website. And then I was trying to find, do you already have a Google business page or just a personal page?
No. I don't even think I have a page at all. I have Facebook.
Oh, no Facebook. You do? Okay, so we can actually build you the business page,
too. But nothing on this business. The only thing I have is Angie.
Okay, got you. So there's 2 ways we can do it. So if you even just make a very simple personal page, like you don't even have to put pictures or anything, we can build the business page from that, and then they'll create that and then run the sponsored ads for you there.
Yeah. Well,
you don't even have to.
I got pictures, you know, I can, whatever I'm asked, I can provide. I just don't know how to do things like that.
Right. Okay, yeah, and the tech will walk you through all that. Yeah, for sure. Speaking of the tech, I'm going to set up an interview with him for you so he can input all this and go over everything with you. You can pick his brain a little bit. What would be a good time for you to do that? Like tomorrow morning, afternoon?
around this time is best for me, if that's okay.
Yeah, no, that should be no problem at all. Okay, so like 3:30. Okay, 3:30. All right, sound perfect. And then, what about the services you offer? You can have up to 15 keywords. So I did get from your conversation, fences, woodworking, carpentry. You can have up to 15 though. So whichever ones you have now,
basically, is general home improvement, like everything in a home.
Anything under that umbrella.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, you know,
easy enough,
I don't do
sure.
some things, but I subcontract. Like, if I got to do roofing, I got a roofer, you know, and like that. So.
So even, like, so kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel, what about, like, drywall even? So everything.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That all falls under carpentry.
Okay. Perfect. And then what about plumbing and electricity? Nothing like that? Just the home improvement part?
I can do that, but I sub it. But yes, I do it.
Okay, so yeah, the more the merrier. But it's probably better to list things you do, that way you don't have to sub it. Or is that still good for you?
No, that's fine. I mean, at the end of the day, I pull the permit, and then all the special trades pull a permit on top of mine. So.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually
perfect.
The one doing it. Yeah.
Right. Okay, so... Perfect. So that should be easy. I can set you up. And then the tech will even make suggestions about ones that are searched quite often, like high volume of searches. That way,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's even better. So, okay, I think we're good for that part. Next, we're going to set up billing here. So the address will be the same for billing that I'm guessing, the one you gave me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
no, it's
perfect.
The same address.
It is, right? The 625 Locust?
Yeah. It's my only
okay,
address
perfect.
Right now.
Okay, perfect. And then is that a Visa or a MasterCard?
Where's my wallet? So we're doing what exactly with the card?
So from this point, I'm going to set up the account, right, with the card information. The first payment will be made today. The tech will set everything up with you tomorrow. I'll even give you the timeline here. So I'll even go down to the detail with the timeline. So after today, tomorrow you get set up with the tech. Okay. He's going to do the content creation and everything. Then quality control as well. Then 5 to 7 days, like within the first week, we're setting up your dashboard with that app I told you about, the Splash Call, so you can see everything. Your directory submissions with the 67 directories. Then day 7 to 14, we set up your website and those Facebook ads. We'll build the business page for you. Then day 30 to 45, the listings begin to appear. You're on the first page. You know, everything's running full speed. And then after that, it's just continuous reporting and ongoing review. So it's a month-to-month service. It'd be every 30 days. It'd be another payment. The first payment's just being made today so I can get to go ahead with the tech and get everything started to set you up.
Okay. We'll give it a try.
Okay, sounds
so,
good. So, yeah. Okay, great. And that's a Visa or a MasterCard?
MasterCard.
Okay, and then the number whenever you're ready?
5129-9258-5169-5299.
Okay, so just to confirm, 5129-9258. 5169-5299.
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. And the expiration?
0427.
427. And the number on the back?
740.
740. Got it. And then we're also going to set up a security question for you. That way you know it's us when we're calling. The calls are more secure. There's three options: mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
First pet's name.
Okay, and the name?
Uno.
Uno, nice. Nice. That was a dog?
Yeah, Labrador.
Oh, cute. Nice. Yeah, I had a...
He stayed back 100 times, and the last time he didn't come back. The cops would bring him home on the back.
So he was one of those dogs that just always, like, hopped the fence or ran away, like he was just one of those.
Yeah, you know, I kept thinking I should neuter him, and I never did, and that's I should have done that. Because he was just a real dog, you know?
Right, yeah. Like, sometimes you just feel like it's not right, yeah?
I actually found him.
Really?
Yeah, but, you know, I'm 55, right? And I live in a big house and everything, but I saw him with, like, a couple of kids where he was living, like, walking around the neighborhood. And I kind of said, you know, he's a lot better with them than with me because they're playing with him. I don't, you know, I'm too old.
Because you're busy.
So, and, yeah, and I'm always not home. So I just left him. I didn't even go and say that's my dog or any of that. But I know that was him. It's not too
right.
far from here. But I, you know, it's one of those decisions. He's better with them than with me, so I'm not even going to.
Like, it's a little bit sad, but at the same time, you feel like he's going to be happy there.
It's the true thing, you know? If you really love somebody, you know what they need. You can't give it to them. And you see somebody else giving it to them, you're going to go get him? I mean.
Right. If you
really
love something, let it go. And if it comes back, then it was even more meant to be.
Yeah, but I saw him so happy with the kids playing, and I just said, you know what? He found his right place. At this time.
That's really sweet, man.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's
great.
I didn't even get out and say, that's my dog.
Right, like, that's my dog. Come back. Yeah, if he's happy, then that's all you really want for him, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's better with them than with me, so that's that.
So, yeah, and then maybe one day you get another dog, and who knows?
When I can have more time, man, I'm like, you know, I'm all over the place.
You got things going on constantly, right? Sounds like. Got a lot of jobs and things going on.
And, you know, not for nothing, I'm doing this because I always like a backup and a backup and a backup. You know, that's just
a backup for your backup, yeah. I'm the same way, man, so I get it. Hats off to you.
I've been doing this such a long time. I got contractors calling me for different things, you know, but I try everything and I see what works best. I think I need a lot of help with technology. You guys might help me out with that. So
and the tech, you can pick his brain, right, get ideas, and they handle it all, too. Yeah, the account management team is what they call it. They handle it all.
I don't know if I can say this, but through Angie, I have 100% financing available. Do you guys
really
do anything like that? Yeah.
Financing for, like, jobs, like when you need, like, materials and stuff?
Yeah, like, I go to a house and they want to do a kitchen and it's $15,000, $20,000. They fill out an application, and if they pass, Angie will approve them, and they deposit the entire amount in my account.
What? That's crazy. I can look into that for you. I'll mention it to the tech. I know we have something called Google Guarantee to pay per lead service.
We need financing. So, I mean,
yeah,
the lead is appreciated,
cool,
but if you got to call for financing, I'm going to have to divert that way. So I
right.
And
okay,
you guys
well,
be big. So I don't know why, you know.
Yeah, no, I'll look into it. I'll make a note to the tech if we have something like that, and then also mention the Google phone number. That way you have the messenger service, because that's interesting. Yeah, I'll look into that. Because
right.
I didn't know HomeAdvisor did that.
They do.
That's
I
crazy.
Mean, they even told me I get 10% off in Lowe's. I'm already a pro over there, so I get a lot of good discounts, but they're saying on top of that. But I asked my Lowe's rep today, and he's like, I don't know what they're talking about. I'm going to look into it. So I don't know if that's true yet.
Yeah, right. Well, I'll look into it for sure, and you're going to have my contact info. So if I hear anything, I'll let the tech know, and also I'll contact you about it, and we'll get it set up, because that's pretty cool. I'd be very interested to start doing that, because, I mean, that's just even better. Well, that's like a whole other like level right there.
It's revenue for more people. I mean, it gives you money. Whoever's financing, I mean,
right?
Why not?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying for sure. So, all right, yeah, I'll definitely make a note. I'm making a note now. So you'll see the payment come through now. It'll come through your online banking, and then also you're going to receive your invoice through text and email, okay? So it may just take a couple seconds once this process is here. Let me know. I think you'll see the text first. Let me know when you see that.
Let me see here. I just heard the phone vibrate. Yeah, I got it.
I did hear that myself, too, yeah.
Local splash, welcome. Yep, I got it.
Yep. So then there'll be another one where it'll say, right below here is your invoice. It'll have like a blue kind of link. Click on that. That'll take you inside the invoice. Then go ahead, take a look there. Let me know if you got any questions. At the bottom there, it will say, you know, I'm the authorized user. You'll click the box there. Then under there, you're going to type your name, hit enter. That's how you would e-sign. That will take you to our website. And then it'll ask for your username and login. You'll receive that within 7 days. Let me know when you get there. That'll mean that it's signed there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, is the one I'm looking for says, welcome, if you have any questions. Oh, okay. We just got another one.
Okay, that's probably the one then.
D-A-N-T-E, but it's, you read it as Dante.
Oh, punch. Oh. Oh, it is a P. Okay, here, let me change that.
It's Italian, Dante. D-A-N-T-E, like Dante Alighieri.
D-A-N-T. Okay, sorry about that.
Alright.
I'm going to resend it here.
So, should I click on here? Local squad. I'm going to resend
both of them. And it should have the correct spelling. If not, we'll sign this one, then I'll have the tech send you another one with the correct spelling, because sometimes for some reason it won't populate after I've changed the name. I'm going to send it now, though, and then let me know if you're still seeing the same thing, okay? I'm going to send this right now.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. There it is. Okay. First the text. And then I'm going to send the email now. You'll see the text come through now. Now I'm sending the email.
Got the text.
Okay, perfect. Now I just sent the email. Yeah, even in the, it says, hello, Dante, so I got it. It should be good now.
So click on the website here.
Click the same thing in the new text or in the new email. Click on that link the same as you did before. It'll take you into the invoice. And then once you get to the bottom there, same thing, click the box. And then also click that or type your name and hit enter. And let me know if it's still correct the name.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good now?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So go ahead, just finish that. Once that's sent over, it's going to take you to our website. And then that should ask for your username and login. You'll receive that within 7 days. Let me know once you got that done.
It says signature does not match.
Okay, so it probably is.
D-O-N-T-E and then B-E-T-T-A-N and it's B-E-T-A-N-T-E-N. You got an extra T in there and an O.
Oh, I see. So it's just B-E-T-A-N-C-E-S.
Correct.
Got you. Okay. So here, I think for some reason it's not populating even the change that I made. Now, Dante is D-A-N-T-E, right?
Correct.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, just go ahead, sign that one as it appears there, and then I'm going to have the tech send you another one during the...
You mean with the Dante, with the same name? The wrong name?
Well, you know, yeah, I'm going to try to resend it. It's just for some reason, it looks like it's not populating with the new one that I'm sending. So let me try one more time just to make sure. Okay, so Dante Patances, B-E-T-A-N-C-E-S, right? So, yeah, I'm going to send that now with that. So that should be correct now. I've changed it. I'm going to send the email first this time. And then I'll send the text. Okay, so email sent. Now the text is sent.
I'm not getting your emails. Text, yes.
Okay. Let me know if that's changed. If not, let me know.
No, you still same name, D-O-N.
Interesting. Yeah, for some reason, I'm changing it here, but then it's not. Okay, I'm going to try one other thing. I think it may be because of this part here. Dante. 1T. And if not, I'm just going to have the tech send it when you talk to him tomorrow, and he can fix that, because sometimes he has to do it on his end.
Okay.
Because, yeah, he'll be able to fix it, no problem. He is the tech, after all. There we go. Okay. I'm going to resend it. Let me know if it has changed. Email first.
Sent.
No, I just sent it now. But yeah, it should be a new one. It's going to come in right now.
On a text or an email?
First one was the email, so that should be the latest email on your invoice, and then also text that I just sent right now as well.
Yeah, but you know what? You probably have my email with the same wording, and it's not coming. I haven't received one email from you.
Oh, that is probably what. Okay, but the text, right? You did get the text?
I get the text, and the text
okay, I'm sending,
is D-O-N-T-E-N-T with two T's. So that's
it's still interesting. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna have the text send you that part. No worries, because he'll be able to change all that internally. For some reason, when I change it on this side, it doesn't translate to the email sometimes. So
yep.
No worries, he'll do that for you. Now, just one other step, and you're on your way here. So it's called a voice verification. It's to go along with the invoice as well as an added form of protection for you, and also to ensure the accuracy of your order. If you need me to review or clarify anything, let me know. It's very straightforward, but just in case. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
ICMS.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Dante Betances, CEO.
Okay. Great. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, great. And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. That's why we set up that security question for you that way. You know it's us when we're calling, and any other caller that doesn't use it, you can disregard those calls. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, I'm going to give you the number the tech is going to call from, also your go-to number going forward. If you can't take it down now, I can even text it to you.
Yeah, please do that.
Okay, perfect. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today on April 24th in the non-refundable amount of $299. This will be a recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 24th or 30 days from today in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number I'll text to you to prevent charges for your next month of service. Just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, just need one other thing. I'm going to send you over an invite to the interview with the tech where he'll set all this up for you and go over everything with you. So let me just do that. It just takes a quick sec here. And you said tomorrow, what's a good time for you tomorrow? You said like
8 to 5 Eastern.
Somewhere around 5, you said, Eastern time?
Anytime after 5 Eastern, yeah.
Anytime after 5. Okay, perfect. So that'd be 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, so 2 our time. Perfect. Okay. So, yeah, they'll call about 30 minutes after 5 o'clock, but in between there. So you'll be right after 5. That's perfect, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. All right, great. So just setting this up for you just takes a quick sec, and that'll come through email as well. Okay, it's going to come as like a Google Calendar invite. And you just hit yes on the RSVP, and then that will lock in the time with the tech. He'll do the same, and you'll be good to go.
Perfect.
Okay, so about to send that now. Again, sorry about the mix-up with the name.
Okay.
Yeah, it's technology sometimes. Dante L. Patances at Gmail, okay? Just sent that over to you now. Let me know when you see that.
Got it.
Okay. Perfect. Just hit yes on the RSVP, and you're good to go.
Got it. Okay.
Okay, perfect. So you are all set up, and welcome to the team, most of all. Appreciate your time. He will call you within 30 minutes of 5 o'clock to get you all set up. Again, it was great talking with you, Dante. And you're also going to have my information. I'm going to text you with my contact info if you have any questions or anything going forward, okay?
You got it. Thanks.
All right. Appreciate it, Dante. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.